Sure enough, it's not the emotional hot-button issues that seem to be playing big in New Hampshire, where the first primary will be held. Voters in the Granite State seem more concerned with health care and immigration. We've been following the town of Exeter throughout this primary season. New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg reports that voters there are not lacking for attention as the campaigns head into the home stretch.
On television, they get ads. On weeknights, they get phone calls. And on weekends, they get canvassers.
So when you're at the door, tell them why you support John.
Saturday at the Me and Ollie's coffee shop, Ariel Holland, a staffer for John Edwards, gets about a dozen volunteers ready to hit the neighborhoods with maps and lists of names. A few blocks away at the Exeter Library, the state field director for the Obama campaign, Rob Hill, is getting a room full of supporters focused on what lies ahead.
The 30 days that we've got left between now and when people go to the polls, I think is very clearly the most critical time of this campaign. And it just so happens that...
And on Hall Place, a street across from the library, the Romney campaign is holding its very first canvass in Exeter. In honor of the occasion, or perhaps for my benefit, they have brought out one of their bigger guns.
Hello.
Hi, sorry to surprise you. My name's Tag Romney. I'm Governor Romney's oldest son.
As the Romney team heads down Hall Place, their target is voters who are still making up their minds. They find one in 86-year-old Alma Hall.
I'm undecided yet, but I've eliminated several, believe me.
Well, hopefully my
and
dad's
he's not one of them.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I'll promise you that.
You know, he's in addition to being a good leader, he's a good man, a good dad, and he was a great business leader in addition to all that. So I think he'd make a great president.
I know. Well, so good luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck making up your mind. We'd love to have you on the team.
All righty.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Tag Romney finds three people on this short street who declare that they are committed to his father. One person says Romney has always been her pick. I go back to Alma Hall's house to see what holds her back. She's torn between Romney and John McCain. She has reasons to trust Romney.
To me, he's going to try to straighten out some of our difficulties, like health care, for instance, which is so important, especially to me in my age group.
But Alma sees much in John McCain.
I think he's a man that knows what's going on right now, which some of the others don't know. And I have good feelings for John. I really do.
And what will help Alma decide?
I'm sure that along the way, there's something that's going to hit me that's going to say, you know, he's the guy. He's going to try. But that's about all I can tell you.
2 hours later, on the other side of town, near one of Exeter's largest mobile home parks, Kevin Moulton is wrapping up a morning canvassing for John Edwards. Kevin holds back little when he goes door to door. He tells people about his mother and her trouble with her health care bills, and he finds that people in the park connect with his story. And one person in particular stands out.
The lady who I spoke with this morning, she had an epileptic son. So she's telling me that she's leaning towards John Edwards because John Edwards' plan, she told me, includes everyone.
That wouldn't have happened to have been Anita Jordan, would it?
I don't know.
It was Anita Jordan, and Anita is the sort of voter who makes these final days so very unpredictable. Back in the summer, she liked Barack Obama. Then, in the fall, we were talking in the home of one of her neighbors when canvassers came by.
They dropped off this pamphlet that says New Hampshire for Hillary, and this is so different from Obama's.
The campaign handout listed Clinton's priorities in simple bullet points, among them universal health coverage and college tuition assistance. Back then, Anita was more than impressed.
Right there. I don't even have to read the other side. I'm 100% behind her. And I wasn't until I just read this a second ago.
But now, on this December morning, as she and her son make Christmas ornaments, her views have changed again. Anita liked what Kevin had to say about Edwards and the 74-page booklet that outlines his position on every issue from A to Z.
He wanted me to commit to voting for Edwards, but I'm like, I could tell you that I am, but you know, I'm not there yet. I'm 75% maybe. I don't know.
Anita has to laugh at herself.
Every time I see something, I'm like, oh, I agree with that. Oh, that's good. And then, you know, something changes. Oh, I agree with that. I feel like I'm like the wind, and it's probably going to take me till I'm walking in that booth. Do you know what I mean? To get that final thing, because I am like the wind.
Many voters in both parties are like Anita. For campaign managers, it's a reality that tests their mettle. All their phone banks, ads, and canvassing can be derailed by the last thought that crosses a voter's mind as they vote. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg in Concord, New Hampshire.
You're listening to NPR News.